You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Hopefully feeling better. Are you up and around or still pretty well bedridden?
I'm still a bit hobbled, but I've also had a time. I was in the hospital 12 days. The surgery was preceded by an arterial, whatever they did to my leg.
They call it an angiogram. Go ahead.
All right. That hurt like heck. Was this painful? But I had time to think. Now, look, what I had in 1 year, this is what a surgeon told me off the cuff. I tried to get to the bottom of this. In 1 year, I've had 5 bypasses, 1 valve replacement, and the surgeon said to me that my left leg is just as clogged almost. It's 60% clogged. I'll be back within 2 years to deal with that as well. And I said to him, first of all, I said, you're not telling me this is all from smoking. All right, look, I'm 60 and I smoke. I'm not the only one in the world. All right, and he looked at me and he said, you know, it can't be entirely smoking. That's obviously a contributory factor, but what you're talking about is 6 bypasses and 1 valve replacement in 2.5 years. And that's not all smoking.
Okay, well, we're going to have to talk to you off air about taking better care of yourself medically.
Oh, there's no question about that. But there's not a lot you can do if you're on somebody's hit list.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight.
We're going to talk about that.
All right, go ahead.
Look, I went into the hospital in Israel 7 years ago. Now, this was a very strange setup, and it drove my suspicions up enough to leave the country, to leave my home, my children, the works. This was what happened? Now, let's look at real life history. A woman named Ruth had been trying to get me to go to set up for a year. Now, she was a wacko right-winger who, let's just say that she put on a show wherever she went, and she was not just an average right-winger. She was a setup. Nonetheless, this time, it was just after Sharon was, I'll say murdered. I'm not going to go into that. But I was on top of that one as fast as Rabin, even faster, with a lot more experience and raring to go on this one. I believe it was Hanukkah, but nonetheless, I took my table. I hear the music.
And of course, Sharon actually was poisoned, probably, and he's totally incapacitated. He's not dead, but he might as well be. Just laying in a coma, been in a coma for a number of years, and. But basically, this is sometimes what happens to people. Politicians who stand in the way of those people, well, those people who run the world. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry's talking about, isn't he, of the fact that he'd had a strange accident over in Israel. He'd been involved in a car accident, but of course the police would not let his lawyer know who it was who'd hit him. Barry was seriously injured. He was taken to the hospital. And of course, why would the police conceal the name of the gentleman who was in the car that hit Barry? Well, they said it was a rented car, so they wouldn't give the name of the fellow who was responsible for the accident to Barry's lawyer. And so Barry is getting a little suspicious about what's going on. Now, this is about, 2006 when this happened?
You know what? I have to think about that because date-wise, the Gaza explosion was summer of 2005. Yeah, 2006.
Okay, fine. Well, go ahead. Pick up the story there.
Look, they put me in a private room. This was at Sheba Hospital. With one other person, I had a roommate. He was a major Labor Party philosopher. By the way, let's put it this way. Every time one of his cohorts came into the room, they would scream at me, "The conspirator!" I mean, you want to talk pressure, who needed him to be the roommate? But even more pressure. One night, you want to talk sedated. I was restrained in my bed with bed sheets. I was restrained. I couldn't move. And sedated beyond belief. I didn't know what planet I was on. And I was spending the night with this guy. He was my roommate. He was not just a Labor Party philosopher. He was in his 80s, and I was the guy who exposed the truth of the Rabin assassination. What were we doing in the same room? But even stranger, he died. While I was in the room, he died. And they rushed me out. And, first front page headlines that he was dead. I never heard of him, never want to hear of him. But then the day after he died, I was taken out, again, restrained and sedated. I'm telling you, I have just gone through 12 days in a Florida hospital under plenty of sedation. It wasn't like that. I was orbiting Mars. I was taking my whole bed, me sedated, were taken outside a room that, well, that night was going to be a television studio. And they were doing a show on the Rabin conspiracy. And they, which, by the way, I was not invited to appear on. I was invited to appear outside of. Everyone came out. Oh, I was just, I may as well have been stoned. I mean, was that, I was just left there for the crowd to do what they wanted to.
Well, I think for our listeners, Barry, people have to understand that Prime Minister Rabin was assassinated in Israel. Of course, it was attributed to a gentleman who really was innocent. He had, was actually a patsy. He was set up, and they, certainly it was a government assassination, and he was killed not by the so-called assassin. He was killed after he got into the car. And Barry had actually written about this extensively and actually convinced probably close to half the people in Israel that there had been an assassination of Rabin. So he was very well known in Israel for having brought out the truth about the assassination, which is why some people might call him, oh, here's the conspiracy guy. Well, basically, it's true. I mean, basically, they killed Rabin here in America. We know what happened to John Kennedy, certainly, because people who were part of the, well, anyway, we won't get into the Kennedy assassination, but they do kill people, whether it be Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, or Jack Kennedy, and certainly in Israel, they killed the prime minister there, Rabin. So
certainly
go ahead.
In Israel, they've gotten rid of plenty of journalists who've opened their mouths. And I'm not going too far when I say right now they're not just Israel. Plenty of America, they're knocking off journalists all over the place. Look, let's go back to Sheba Hospital, where literally I was left to the crowd after this TV show broadcast on Channel 10. Well, it was just a slander against me, a personal slander. After the Labor Party philosopher died, they do this TV special where I'm left to witness it restrained and sedated. A lot of trouble is going, a lot of trouble is taking place in that hospital around me. Now, look, one doctor came up to me. I got put into a normal ward, you know, with, oh, 6, 7, 8 beds, something like that. Next, doctor came up to me and he says, look, I don't want you to say anything, but you could be right about Rabin. And then he walks away from me. I was in the middle. And this, by the way, was a person who I was in a car crash and I was almost dead. And I was revived from the dead to begin with. That's just for starters. But to revive me and then to actually take time to torture me over my work was a little more than I would call uncanny. Now, I'm not going to – look, I got an email from a gentleman named Chivitz. He says he's got my hospital records, secret hospital records. He'll send them to me. I'm dying to get them. I want to know what was done to me in that hospital. All right? Now, let's compare this briefly with the treatment I just got and which just saved my life in St. Augustine. We're talking black and white. I was in the Adams Family Munster's House of Hospitals in Israel. And what was done to me and why it was done to me, I don't know. But I don't want you to underestimate my suspicions because the surgeon from St. Augustine told me, and I'm going to return to that and hear me out on this. He said that I asked him, when was this constriction? I didn't ask him. He told me. He got the suspicions flowing. When did the constrictions in my legs begin? And he estimated up to a decade ago. All right. Now, up to a decade ago, whatever I was doing today or that day, well, it wasn't constricting my my veins. I would say it wasn't a decade ago. I would say it was 7 years ago when I was in Sheba Hospital, restrained, not knowing where it was, when something was, look, I'm going to say this straight out. When Paris doesn't like you and you go on this list, weird stuff can happen.
No, you're talking about Peres, and of course, for our listeners out there, Peres at the present time is the president of Israel. He's been around for probably 40 or 50 years. He's a very sinister individual, and of course, Barry has been exposing Peres for many of the murders and assassinations he's been associated with through the years. So Barry actually had to leave Israel shortly after his automobile accident for fear for his life, and he left his family and came to America. First of all, I think he came to Canada, then he came to America. But anyway, go ahead.
Look, it's been Paris 40 years. Are you joking? He's been in politics 60 at least. 65. He was in politics in his 20s. This guy has been doing damage his entire life. But I have documented it. This man, if he doesn't like you, he can make your life really, really painful. I'm just telling you this. The constrictions in my arteries, which weren't noticed, by the way. Remember, last year I had a bypass in the heart. I had a quadruple. They didn't bother with my legs. I've been totally, totally constricted. Now, look, I'm just going to say this. The doctor is very, very impressed by me, and more than one. Whatever this is, well, let's put it this way. My lungs are fine. Every artery is constricted with one more to go, and then maybe I'll be safe. Look, the pain I went through for the last couple of weeks, I'm being tortured. Now, I'm just going to say to you, I'm 60 years old. I don't necessarily buy that it was my smoking entirely, or that I'm going to say it outright. I suspect poison.
Oh, Barry, but you can't prove it, and chances
are...
Oh,
I'm going to prove it. I told you. As I said, my records are coming from Israel.
Okay.
Oh, no. If I say something, and I say I'm going to at least try and prove it, I'll have the records.
But chances are, Barry, certainly there are certain racial groups that have a tendency towards arteriosclerosis. But the important thing is that smoking is not good for you, and you're going to have to change your whole lifestyle, or you're just going to keep having problems.
Absolutely, but don't dismiss what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead and say it.
Well, let's put it this way. I gave you a little, you know, your reaction is probably what I should have expected. I'm going to stick a little bit with this, even if this is too conspiratorial.
Well, Barry, the fact that you're still alive and the fact that I'm still alive, so I believe that God's looking after you for a purpose, and hopefully he's going to continue looking after you. We're going to be back with our good friend Barry Shamish, who's just out of the hospital, having had an arterial bypass in his right leg, and of course he's had other bypasses here as far as his heart was recently. But we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Berry was just talking about his attitude towards the staff there, and he was appreciative of the wonderful care he got there at the hospital in Florida. And he said that certainly there were several dozen people that he actually had gotten a book or some sort of a gift for, that all the people he took care of, who took care of him there. And basically, he doesn't have any the sufficient funds to pay for the extensive medical care. He'll work out a deal with the hospital that will cut the bill way back. Of course, today, when I went into practice, this is the way we practice medicine. Most people could pay for their care if they couldn't pay for it. And then we worked some sort of a situation out, or we didn't bill them at all. That was a function of doctors to take care of patients. If they could pay, fine. If they couldn't pay, medicine is a noble profession. It's a great privilege to practice it. And we had an entirely different attitude towards our patients 50 years ago than they have today. And certainly the hospital bills, I can remember when my mother was in a hospital, best hospital bed there in Merritt Hospital in Oakland, $13 a day. Right now, of course, if you're lucky to get out of the hospital with a bill of $3,000 or $4,000, you're lucky to get a meal. If you certainly for $3,000 or $4,000, understand they've destroyed the practice of medicine. But Barry simply has pointed out that all he can do is give a personal thank you to all the people who looked after them in the hospital in Florida. And it's a shame that we're going the direction we're going. Hopefully someday we'll get back to the point where the function of doctors is to take care of patients rather than, of course, to do what the government tells them to, and the hospital is doing what the government tells them to, and basically second-rate care in many instances. But go right ahead.
Well, they remembered me. The point I was making, again, part of it is the humor. Look, when they were talking about removing a foot, I said to the doctor, will I be able to dance? And he said, just like before. And I said, I couldn't dance before. It helps, all right? You're not of the immediate medical humor. The point is, I left a little of my personality in their memories. I left books. And by the way, the latest book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, which I happen to have about 15 in the house, and they went straight to the hospital, is making a terrific impression. And I'll give you another story why this trip was very odd. The first night I get there, by the way, I expected toe splints. I didn't expect that I was going in there to have a bypass, which I was, turns out. Nonetheless, in the entrance to the hospital, while I'm there, a woman, and her face looks familiar, says to me, she says, do you know Yale Manor? And I said, I do, as a matter, I know that name. And then she gave me the name of, a cousin I had visited in Jerusalem 35 years before, David, we'll leave the last name, David Bate. I said, sure, I visited him and his family. I mean, this guy was rather arrogant, but he's a decent enough guy. Turns out she's my cousin. That guy, I think, was her brother. Greeting me in St. Augustine has got to be the only member of my family in St. Augustine. Well, there she was. It was like a divine entrance into Flagler Hospital.
God works in strange ways, Barry. He really does. Go ahead.
Well, as I say, we have to, again, when I'm now signing my books to, one doctor luckily is there, because the book will get to other doctors who in their own ways help. I mean, doctors don't give you the time of day nowadays. I mean, they're with you and they're gone in seconds. It's very hard to get a heart-to-heart. If they ever gave them, they don't give them anymore. Let's just say it's very, very hard to actually have your doctor talk. Oops. We'll get to that after this, I guess.
Well, go right ahead. I'll tell you when we're getting to the end. Go right ahead.
Well, when I signed autographs on The Stinger, Not the Stung, I told Dr. Strom, that's his name, I said, you know, you didn't just save me last year. You wrote this book. The book was published 3 months ago. If I had dropped dead, it wouldn't have been written. And you can thank St. Augustine and Flagler Hospital for this. And they knew what I was saying.
And I think that's a very important book, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you later how to get it. But it gets into the ringworm children and the Yemeni child. And you really want to read those stories in The Stinger, Not the Stung.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Barry Shamish, just out of the hospital in Florida. And he's suddenly doing very, very well after his bypass procedure. Of course, he's talking about the difference between what happened in St. Augustine, Florida there and suddenly what had happened when he was in the basically a political opponent of the people in power over in Israel some years ago when he was in a very, very strange automobile accident. And as a result, certainly he felt that he had his life was endangered and threatened, and the police wouldn't even tell him who it was who'd run into him. Why, of course, Barry did leave Israel. But then, of course, when you are in the front lines of this spiritual battle that's taking place, and believe me, it's dangerous when you tell the truth today. Well, Barry, before we go on, I want to add one thing.
I know where we're heading, but my doctor, Dr. Hanok Talmor of Gainesville, will add to what you just said. He said he wouldn't be surprised if there's some other motivation. He says you've been stepping on toes, and a lot of people don't survive that in Israel.
I think that's very true, because a lot of people don't survive it here in America. It's very hard for people to believe that they actually kill people here. But if you haven't heard my 4-CD set of my interview with professional assassins, and we actually interviewed two professional assassins. One was a lieutenant colonel of Special Forces. The other was just a regular old assassin. He's disappeared. The lieutenant colonel is no longer living. But it's a fascinating insight into how things really work, the 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. Before we go on, Barry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get copies of your books?
Right. And I note with a 4-CD set like that, and you would even doubt for a minute that I could be targeted. Wow. All right. Let it sink in, all right? In the meantime, folks, my book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Now, for this book, you have to write in The Stinger, Not the Stung. Somehow it is not with my other books. There, you'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish, Chamish. That'll get you to all my books. And I suppose you might look at Rabin. No, Compromise Land. That was the last book before I left Israel. Well, look at all the books. What the heck? My website, Tom Mack, is doing a fine job. That's BarryChamish.com. Now, let's go into that room in St. Augustine, and just my luck. Now, on the one hand, I was good and sedated. So when Perez and Obama came on my TV screen, it didn't give me the heart attack then and there. All right? That's what came on my screen. And I watched Perez give Obama some sort of hokey award, a meaningless award from a meaningless. But I yelled out just once. It was force of nature, murderer at the damn TV screen when I saw Perez giving Obama this award. Well, the world is back to normal. This was the kind of stuff that gave me the hypertension that probably led to who knows. But just as I'm in the hospital and should be covering it, there they are together. Look, of that trip, I will mention a few things. The hypocrisy, all I can say is anyone who knows Israel knows that, well, if Obama didn't take that award and throw it into an incinerator that night, he's holding on to, a piece of crime is what he's holding on to. Perez knocked off Rabin. And the people in the know Perez knocked off Rabin. And by the way, I've got some very I will be looking at it tomorrow, day after. I've got a report about this latest Pope from Buenos Aires that said he was involved in the Rabin assassination. I can't wait to hear it, that this guy is all tied up with Paris and organized crime in Israel. That is the new Jesuit Pope. And all I can say is it was sent to me. You'll hear more if I'm invited to tell more, but I have a feeling this is really, really serious stuff. Unfortunately, I got it as I left the hospital, and, well, I'll be better by tomorrow, and I'll start listening to this one. Oh, and I add one thing, folks. Tomorrow is Passover evening. And I was in the hospital. I lost track of time. I won't be doing my radio show usually on Tuesday evening, 6 to 8 Eastern time at First Amendment Radio. It's Passover evening. I think I would lose much more than gain by putting on this show tomorrow evening. And I found out because one of the guests said, well, we can't do it tomorrow. It's Passover evening. And, well, that's it. Let's get back to what we're discussing. We've got a situation where Obama comes to Israel. By the way, the trip is a total disaster. You may not realize this, but I'm flat on a bed and I can't do much about it. But I'm getting phone calls straight to the hospital giving me a little hit. Listen, I wasn't sure I was going to make it alive, but people were still so darn generous to me, but also with information. Now, what you've got right now is that the new government was shoved down Israel's throat. 2 days before Obama arrived in Israel, the government was formed. 2 days before, lucky Israel. Now, this government won't last, 6 months, I'd say. If that, you've got yourself a civil war inside this government. Netanyahu brought in just four parties, which, by the way, sounds great. It's about time Israel had a smaller government, but these four parties hate each other. All right? They're at each other's throats. Now, just to analyze what was shoved down Israel's throats, and by the way, it's probably as good as they could have got anyways or would have wanted. Number one, the justice minister. Of the four parties, Tzipi Livni, she was the head of Kadima, which was the leading party in the Knesset. And just the last Knesset had more seats than any other party, 31. Well, she was down to, I believe it's like two seats. She's in the government as the justice minister. A friend phoned me up and said, well, justice for the Arabs minister, he was fuming by that. Look, Bennett, who I said would never get in, and believe me, Netanyahu had no choice. He brought in Bennett, and Bennett has been cutting a deal with Sheba. That is the big new party in Israel. All right, Chaim Sheba is the leader of Yesh Atid. There is a future. Now, they have nothing in common, you would think. Bennett is supposedly the right winger, and Sheba is the liberal. But Bennett despises Livni and everything she stands for. I don't know how they can stay in the same cabinet. I don't know how they can stay in the same building. You know, but they're supposed to work hand in hand, and we see this disaster coming. Look, Sheba may have enough personality to get through this, maybe. Maybe. But Netanyahu's got a government of 68 seats, and he's got 44 parties to find a way to topple it. We'll see how long this government lasts. This was done 2 days before Obama landed in Israel. And by the way, this isn't speculation. All of Israel is talking that the government, that the Americans shoved the government down Israel's throat. The threats, we don't know what the threats were, but they were apparently real serious, that when Obama lands in Israel, he's going to have a government to talk to. He really wanted that. He didn't want to arrive and just have Netanyahu there. Now, you've got a situation of a very uncomfortable government in Israel. And, well, what Obama is doing, the first thing is he meets with the murderous president of Israel. And if the world was honest and the Americans were honest, they say, we're sorry, the American government suspects Shimon Peres of murder and cannot arrange a meeting between our president and yours. Of course that didn't happen. What dream planet are we living that, again, my concept of justice isn't all that profound. It really isn't. It doesn't demand deep thinking. I wrote a book. Many biographies have been done. Oh, and by the way, I got a phone call. He didn't come through. Apparently Al Jazeera is interested in me for something. I'll find out about that as well later on this week. The whole point being, all right, just straight ahead, the Israeli government has now got a civil war in the cabinet. Just outright civil war. And then, of course, well, eventually Obama had to meet with Netanyahu, and it was the same sort of press conference that I used to watch Rabin and Clinton throw out the crap. And boy, have I got stories. If you ever want to talk about rigged press conferences, and who asked questions to Clinton, it was all stage managed. Every question was stage managed. You could not call that a press conference in the Democratic sense whatsoever, and I witnessed it. So I witnessed the same thing with, again, the American media thought that these jokes that Netanyahu and Obama, that your sons came from, their handsomeness came from their mother, and, you know, they weren't good jokes, but they were planned. People don't understand that this was not ad-libbing. This lousy humor was planned. And in my days in Israel, I watched enough of these things. I watched, well, Begin, Mondale, that was fun. You want to talk about plans? That was a beaut. What it comes down to is I can see what's going on. What you've got is Netanyahu fully tied to the Council on Foreign Relations, fully, doing, a show to Obama, who is also not a member, but nonetheless fully tied to the Council on Foreign Relations, fully. It's a different show, what I'm watching, and it's a different show what's being reported. And needless to say, I kept my mouth shut at the hospital,
right.
Until people phoned, and we spoke about it for just a little bit. The show that was put on, well, I'll give you an example of what happened just afterwards. Was it the day I left? Believe it or not, these Pricodons, they stop the pain, but they also kind of put you a bit in la-la land. And if you can believe it, make you talkative. All right. Nonetheless, what we're talking about is the day I left or the day after, one of the two, John Kerry arrived in Jerusalem to put the icing on the cake. Now, the damage that Obama had done, his open attitude to Israelis, telling them, buck up, the Palestinians are getting a state. I mean, of course, Peres was beside him, praising him for his honesty. If you want to know, it was Peres, he didn't do it in front of Netanyahu. He did the Israel buck up, the Palestinians get a better deal. He did that in front of Peres. This may not mean a lot to you. Netanyahu can't have an image of accepting a statement like that from Obama, but Peres can. And that's when you'll note it was a separate party. I believe 600 students were invited to meet the president when he said outright that the Palestinians get a state, whether you like it or not. And by the way, I believe him. on that one, I think he was telling the truth. It was certainly for a Palestinian ears. Israelis didn't like to hear that one little bit. And by the way, this election, I'm going to go back to Kerry shortly, all right? But in this election, someone you may not know, Moshe Feiglin, who I know, believe me, he knows me and I know him. He was the right of the Likud. He walked out. He had a movement going in Israel that literally almost brought down the government over the Oslo Accords up until I believe it was 96. He quit the right. I hear the music.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Feiglin brought down the protest against the so-called peace accords and joined the Likud, and I knew they had something on him. And let's put it this way. He is now the representative of the right in the Knesset. Guess what position he got? Assistant Speaker of the House. Boy, he should be real proud of that accomplishment.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish. Just talk about Israeli politics. And unfortunately, why, of course, that whole seething area soon is going to break out in war. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's only a matter of time. Because we are doing everything we can to build up Israel's enemies.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken it upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. Judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry has a lot of interesting things. Certainly a very different outlook on what's going on over there, but I think it's important that you understand that they're setting us up for a war. Now, who's going to be involved, I don't know, but I can tell you that we're doing everything we can to arm the new government there in Egypt, headed by a man named Morsi. He's part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're giving them $250 million. We're giving them 20 F-16 fighters, a couple of hundred tanks, all sorts of munitions. Why would we do that? I mean, Egypt's already got a very powerful army there. They have a lot of planes in the Air Force. Why would we be giving them certainly another 20 sophisticated jets? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's in preparation for the coming war with Israel. We always finance both sides of these conflicts, and certainly right now we're financing the terrorists there, the rebels in Syria, and we have our special forces team in both Jordan and in Turkey, and they're arming and they're training and they're funding this revolution in Syria. Now, they're not telling the American people that. But, of course, we're going to be able to justify either having Israel or NATO or perhaps the United States send troops into Syria to actually secure the chemical weapons that are there, because we can't let those fall into the hands of the terrorists. And where do those chemical weapons from? Well, Assad got them from Saddam Hussein back in the early 2000s. And, of course, Saddam Hussein had gotten them from the United States back in the 1980s. So, basically, we're going to have to go into Syria to secure the chemical weapons that came from the United States, were built by American companies. Nothing as it appears to be. And when you understand that, things begin to make sense. But we're setting up for another war there. How soon it's coming, I don't know. But just prepare yourself, because I think we are in for difficult times. And that's part of the world, and that's at least part of the reason that Obama went over at this time. And some people have said that it was actually to give Israel the go-ahead for the invasion of Syria. And then, of course, down the line, there's going to be a war with Iran. Then there's going to be a war, certainly, between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. And then, of course, whoever comes out on top, we're reconstituting the Ottoman Empire. We're bringing nations after nation there under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And now when that comes, of course, we're going to have a major world war with the Muslim world. And ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad, but behind everything are powerful prophetic instances. We're living in truly prophetic times. I'd suggest that you get hold of Bill Solace's book on Psalm 83. I think that's going to be the next war. After that will come the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. And then the last war will, of course, be the Battle of Armageddon. But I think we're looking at three separate wars. I suggest you certainly read Psalm 83 if you'd like to get Bill Solace's book. We've ordered it. We think it's an important book. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so you can put things into perspective, that you'll get certainly my talk on the world revolution, my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, a multi-billionaire ambassador to Cuba at the time that we brought Fidel Castro to power. Did we bring Fidel Castro to power in Cuba accidentally? No, they knew he was a communist. He didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. We installed Fidel Castro in Cuba. He's one of the finest enemies money could buy. And he's very close, very close to the people who make up the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't know who they are, you need to read Barry Goldwater's book with No Apologies. And on page 280, he tells you the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to seize political control of the government of the United States. And, of course, the ultimate goal is control of all the governments of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. We have secondhand copies of the book. You'll find that on page 280. You need to read that chapter of America's Unelected Rulers. And you can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you need David Rockefeller's memoirs to find out about how David's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David, and I'm sure they laugh at how stupid the American people are, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, and don't think about changing the dial. We got a great program coming.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Deborah Tavares, who, until a couple of years ago, certainly did not have any idea what was going on, and when Deborah suddenly realized what was happening with the smart meters and the environmental movement, and so many of the things, the chemtrails, the things that are going on, as an organized effort to poison the American people, and certainly, deluge us with aluminum, which is carcinogenic, and certainly limits fertility, has all sorts of toxic things. And of course, we know that the levels of aluminum are going up dramatically in the fish, the wildlife, the trees, the soil, the food. And of course, they know it's carcinogenic. They know that it limits fertility. They know it's a poison. And yet they're spraying aluminum. Well, I don't know what Deborah is going to be talking about this evening. Deborah, what do you want to talk about this evening?
Well, Dr. Stan, I would like to just update on the current status of Sebastopol, California, which is located about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
All right, fine. What's going on in Sebastopol?
Well, their stand against smart meters, of course, back in February, the city council not only decided to create an ordinance that would prevent further deployment of smart meters in the town of Sebastopol. They also did the very first time this has ever been done within a moratorium. They created a fine of $500 that each installer, Wellington Energy, is the company that is the subcontractor for PG&E. They created a $500 fine for each installer that would be caught in town implementing or deploying a smart meter. And that just met with an enormous, enormous retaliation from PG&E. It ended up that PG&E said they would not come into the city at all for anything, including even the gas lines that they were in the process of maintaining, as well as not putting the final meters in on a very, very large project, a $22 million project, one of the biggest projects in Sebastopol for a number of years. They wouldn't come in and hook this private property owner up with the meters that he needed in order to rent out his spaces.
Basically, of course, people must understand that the major utilities have all been taken over. They're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Their purpose and function is to install these smart meters, part of a program, of course, basically of doing physical harm to our people. It's part of a program. Smart meters, smart appliances, smart grid, and basically, of course, they want to monitor every aspect of what's going on. They know it's harmful to the health, and they don't care, because they have a different agenda. They're part of this group that is involved with the population control movement, and they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know, and certainly when the Sebastopol City Council tried to do something, then they retaliated. Well, what happened, Deborah?
Well, what happened was PG&E, which has now coined the name of pulsed genocide electromagnetically, which means PG&E. But PG&E finally, in the privacy between the council, they're having meetings, and the council has not abandoned the ordinance, but they are not going to implement the fine. So that's where that stands right now.
Is PG&E going to go ahead and maintain their gas lines? I would think that you should go to the state, people who look after this, who supervise PG&E, and just tell them, fine, if you're not going to take care of it, then you're out. We're going to do away with it totally. We're going to bring it a separate and a responsible utility. Did anybody think about that, going to the state and challenging PG&E?
Well, the state is complicit with all of this madness, to be quite frank.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. All right, Deborah, go right ahead.
Well, of course, we know that the state is complicit with this horrific agenda. We also know that the utility commissions, in our case, the California Utility Commission, the CPUC,
Public Utility complicit. Commission, right, PUC, go ahead.
Yes, and everyone has that in their state. And they've all signed on. They have partnered with ICLEI, which is partnering up with the United Nations program, which does include genocide and population control and management. And that is part of partnering up under the United Nations program, because that's what it is. And I can tell you that we now have Ojai, which is a town just north of Los Angeles in the Santa Barbara area, that just placed a moratorium on smart meters. And also there has been some new information, well, not new, but new that it would be printed in our newspapers, that they talk about the catastrophic cyber attack could hit utilities like PG&E. And I know we've spoken about that too, Dr. Stan, about the electromagnetic pulse, and that could take down and would take down utilities nationwide. It would be catastrophic. There would be millions of people would lose their lives. But we're in the crosshairs here, of, like all other counties and cities are as well. I just came back from a fluoride meeting. We've brought in Dr. Paul Connett from New York, and he spoke with our Sonoma County Health Department. In fact, Dr. Paul Connett will go out to other states and help you fight against fluoride. But I can tell you that our health department director is commissioned to fluoridate Sonoma County, and that is her job. And Dr. Paul Connett spoke with her today and said she's a very, very dangerous woman, because it's not about the science at all. It's about they've made their minds up disregarding the science, as we know. And I can say that there was a 9-year-old in the meeting tonight that asked the question, will the fluoride kill me? And this is coming from a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old has to ask that question because he hears what's being said about fluoride. And, of course, fluoride will drop his IQ, and that's been proven. And they are rolling over us in every way possible. I also wanted to talk about a meeting that occurred at UC Davis just this past weekend, actually. Quite alarming and also very disturbing.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is simply talking about the fact that they had brought up Paul Connett, Dr. Paul Connett, who is a retired chemistry professor who is, heads the fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. You can find it on the Internet. It is, I think, the finest website we have up there, and Dr. Connett certainly has dedicated his life to trying to let the American people know they're being poisoned with fluoride. Now, we have a number of interviews with Dr. Connett. We certainly recommend what the information he puts out, and we fully support his position. If you haven't heard my talk on the hidden agenda or seen our syllabus that goes with that, basically it's fluoride, the hidden agenda. Why it is available through our ministry, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can get that DVD, the Fluoride, the Hidden Agenda. And then, of course, Dr. Connett had talked to the health officer up where Deborah lives, and certainly he came back after meeting the health officer to say, this is a very dangerous woman. Why? Because they're intent upon fluoridating the water, not taking into the fact that they know fluoride lowers the IQ. They know that fluoride limits fertility and decreases fertility. They know that it produces osteoporosis. They know it's carcinogenic and has a tendency to produce brain cancers. They know that certainly it can produce all sorts of physical complications, disrupt the endocrine system. They know all of these things. But, of course, they're going to head and fluoridate the drinking water. It is part of the population reduction program being implemented across America as they poison the American people. I would point out they do not allow this in Europe. Why? Because Europe is going to survive and America is being systematically destroyed. Deborah, certainly go right ahead and tell our listeners some of the other things you're concerned about.
Yes, well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact, we do have a website called ToxicDrinkingWater.org. That's ToxicDrinkingWater.org. We will be posting Dr. Connett's conferences that he's had while he was up here, along with his PowerPoint. So So I would recommend that people see what he had to say. And we have an excellent video up there called Fluoride, and it is something we're seeing. It's there on that website as well.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit. They must be playing with our telephones.
Well, probably. But I also want to say the a massive amount of thyroid disease that has increased in the United States that causes mental and emotional stress is all related to fluoride in the water supply.
And I think basically the other thing is, Deborah, of course, that fluoride competes with iodine. They both come from the same level of the periodic table, and fluoride competes with iodine for the thyroid, and it gets into the thyroid, replaces the iodine, and so the thyroid doesn't work properly. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. Also, we have on the website, toxicdrinking.org, the study from Harvard, which talks about how it does lower the IQ. So when the 9-year-old was sitting there in the meeting tonight and they were talking about lowering the IQ, it was really sad to see this child respond with what he was hearing. And these are the ones that all of us need to protect, their children. And it is our responsibility at this point in history, with all of the toxins that are being intentionally delivered to all of us, while we are all still well, to get the word out. Because we have been taken over by international bankers with monetary interests and also the requirement to decrease the population. And we are the media. We must do absolutely everything we can do. Anyone that is not doing something, you must. You must either put bumper stickers, magnetic bumper stickers on your cars, pass out flyers. If you don't like to speak out, there are many other ways you can do this. But everyone listening, there are too many toxins being delivered to us right now. It's jamming our immune system. They know that. And pretty soon we will be less able to combat this because our mental state will be worn down. But I do want to say there was a very horrifying meeting held at UC Davis this past weekend. It was held at the Mondavi Arts Building there that is on the campus. And this is what it was about. It was entitled Climate Smart Agriculture Global Science Conference. I can tell you they brought in over 300 scientists from all over the world. And here's what they said. Climate change is occurring more rapidly than anticipated. And the increase in extreme weather events threatens more disruptive effects on agriculture.
And, but ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is going on, but this is not happening by accident. It's part of a CLAN program. That's what HAARP is all about, H-A-A-R-P. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can look it up on the Internet. And this is a secret program. Oh, well, they have something about it on the Internet, but the government certainly keeps so much of this top secret. They don't want you to know. We have a book on HAARP. We have a book on weather modification. We have certainly a DVD, Weather as a Weapon, and it is all being controlled. So we have 4 tape sets on chemtrails. This is not imaginary. These things are real. And until you understand that, very little going on today makes sense. If you haven't seen the DVD, the excellent DVD we have on geoengineering, or the Fort a CD set on geoengineering, certainly the talk by Rosalind Peterson, outstanding. But most people can find it difficult to believe this could be going on. But if you work for government, you are required to sign secrecy agreements. And if you ever come forward and tell the truth, they'll put you in jail and you'll never get out, or maybe you'd be lucky to have go to jail, because they actually, I have no question at all, that a number of the mysterious deaths we have are related to that sort of thing. And if you doubt that, you need to get our 4 CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I talk to professional government assassins, trained to be assassins, people who've killed people for the government. One of them is dead today, the other has disappeared. This is not imaginary. The 4 CD set, Deadly Assassins, simply goes right along with this whole effort to conceal the truth from the American people as they destroy our heritage and they poison our children. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right. And in fact, some of the participants at this Climate Smart Agriculture meeting on the UC Davis campus in Central California included the advisor for agriculture and rural development from the World Bank. And his topic that he spoke about, his name is Eric Fernandez, the overview of World Bank achievements, plans and initiatives for climate change and its interface with science partners. We are being attacked by the corporations and in the influences of the Brotherhood of Darkness, as you call them, the conspiracy to rule the world, the Bilderberg Group, all of the above, to create scarcity. And they're meeting now to create scarcity in the food supply. And I can tell you that there was a person there, only one person, that during public comment, I asked all of these 350-some-odd scientists, although there was a panel up on the stage, they asked, what were the effects of the geoengineering on the climate change? And there was a description of what that was. They all looked at one another, and no one answered. And the moderator said, we've got a room full of scientists. Is there anyone in here that can answer that question?
Now, what was the question again, Deborah?
The question to the 300-some-odd scientists at UC Davis, the Climate Smart Agriculture, was generally, what is the impact of the geoengineering, all the spraying of the aluminum and all of the particulates and everything else that they're spraying daily over all of us? We also have a website, toxicsky.org. The question was asked how that impacts the agriculture and the impact on the food supply. They did not answer that person. There was not a peep from anyone.
Well, because basically, if they spoke out, they would lose their jobs, they would lose their grants. If they were to tell the truth, they've all signed, if they're working on any government project, they've all signed secrecy agreements. They can't come forward and tell the truth. But, of course, people need to go to something. Toxic Skies website, they need, of course, to get our talk on geoengineering. As Roslyn Peterson goes into the background of this, we know what they're doing. They've actually biopsied the blubber of whales. An environmentalist group took, I think, 3 or 4 years. They went to all the major oceans, and they biopsied the blubber of the whales. And they shoot a little dart at the whale, and so they take a little piece of the blubber off their back, and what do they find? A 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum. You're not going to hear this sort of thing, but the aluminum's getting into the meat, the aluminum's getting into the fruits and vegetables, it's in the soil, it's destroying the trees. We've got two great DVDs. One's called What in the World Are They Spraying? The other's called Why in the World Are They Spraying? That's What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying? Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning people. They know what they're doing, and they're doing this to alter our weather patterns. And they keep saying, oh, isn't it strange? We're just having this very long winter in the east, and it's not strange at all. They know how to alter the weather, and they're doing it. And they're using HAARP, and they're using the spray programs, the geoengineering of our atmosphere. So what actually happened at the meeting there, Deborah? After none of the scientists would answer, did the moderator say anything?
No, nothing was said, and I just want to alert everyone that's listening that there are meetings happening all over the country at major universities. They are discussing how they're going to create scarcity. This is what this is all about, creating water scarcity, food scarcity.
No, basically, did they admit that's what they were doing, or were they just saying this?
Well, of course, the preamble talks about how the weather events are going to create scarcity of the food supply.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are planning massive famines. And there's going to be food shortages and water shortages, and there are going to be cataclysmic events coming down the line. You need to begin making preparations now. But if you have a question or comment for Deborah, certainly one of the best informed guests we have, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Are you ready for famine? Are you ready for cataclysmic change? We'll be back in a moment. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, and also I wanted to bring up a recent victory. This is against Southern California Edison, that is the utility company in Southern California. And it's about a woman that was shocked in the shower by a stray voltage, and she won $4 million lawsuit. And essentially, this is very, very important because it proves that the dirty electricity that's coming from the energy company substations, and that's what the Stetzer filters are for, and I'll explain that. And it does make people very, very ill.
Now, basically, of course, what is dirty electricity? How does this woman get a shock in the shower? And, of course, how severe was her injury?
Well, I will tell you what dirty electricity is. And I think Dr. Sam Millam, it really explains that beautifully. We do have that on our website, smartmetersmurder.com. That's smartmetersmurder.com. But essentially, dirty electricity is electrical pollution, and it's not something, of course, that we see or smell. And yet it becomes the greatest pollutant element in our environment. And as I said, Dr. Sam Millam is a scientist, and he's a whistleblower. And he has said this is an industry cover-up of the toxic facts by electric utility companies, and that cell phone industry, public utility commissions, and state and health departments and the FDA have created false documents that do not disclose what this dirty electricity is. And dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air traveling into the human body from the wiring that carries the power. It also connects and acts anything metal in your home, plumbing, wire box spring mattresses, etc., are all antennas for dirty electricity. And so this woman, this was back in 2011 where her story began, and she sustained repeated electrical shocks while showering. And it was about when she began to experience nausea, exhaustion, and numbness in her limbs after replacing a curiously elevated shower with a one built with one that was bought on her floor, and it said it was turned out that her shower head was electrified, and every time she touched it to make an adjustment, a low level current ran through her body.
Well, now basically, how did the current get into the shower head?
Well, again, the plumbing in our home can be electrified,
okay.
And this is a problem of the dirty electricity. We are being absolutely enveloped right now with increased frequencies from every kind of wireless device. We're talking the smart meters. We're talking the appliances in our homes that we'll all have to have and do have now, RFID chips. We're talking cell phone towers, antennas. All the wireless components that we have in our homes are creating such a high level of frequencies that far exceed what our bodies can handle, and they know this. Frequencies actually are a delivery system for toxins. It's a carrier for delivery systems into our bodies, as was discussed this past weekend when we had attended Dr. Jerry Tennant's
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is simply talking about dirty electricity. Some woman had gotten a $4 million settlement because, of course, she was a victim of the dirty electricity in her home, and every time she touched the shower head, she got this, and it's because, of course, the electricity can travel without wires. And people don't understand that, but we're being exposed to tremendous amounts of more all the time. That's what the smart meter is about. Of course, those are radio waves. Are those radio waves or simply electric waves? There's the difference between them.
Those are pulsed microwave frequencies.
Pulsed microwave frequencies.
And what she said is there were times that she'd go to her sink and there was a little water on the rim, and she might put her arm down on it. She would go, whoa. And even her husband, what they did was she told the New York Post, adding that she only wears rubber-soled shoes in the house. And she said, I don't feel comfortable taking a shower. Even her husband added, the lights would go on and off in the house all the time. Appliances burned out. And he said both he and his wife have suffered neurological issues as a result of these frequencies.
Now, of course, we're not hearing about this sort of a lawsuit. When was this settled recently?
Just recently. This post is on our website, smartmetersmurder.com. The date of this is March the 25th, 2013. So just a few days ago.
Okay.
And it's entitled Woman Shocked in Shower by Stray Voltage Wins $4 million Lawsuit.
All right. Basically, now, was it because of the wiring of their house? Why was their house different than everybody else's house in the district?
Well, this is going to happen more and more because we are intensifying the frequencies in all of our communities. This is one of the dirty electricity components and the increased frequencies. And what people need to understand is this is being done. They know it. Scientists and engineers have warned of this, but they continue to deploy these smart meters. They know exactly what they're doing, which is why PG&E has newly been named Pulsed Genocide Electromagnetically for PG&E.
Did this woman, Sydney, did she have a smart meter in her home? Did that play any part in the problems she had?
Well, in looking at the article,
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Right. I'm trying to glance through the article, but I'll get back to that in a minute.
Okay,
what I do want to cover, though, is the fact that this is why stepsterizers are going to become more and more important in our home. What those are plug-in devices that we can plug into our outlets, and those will send back some of the transient frequencies that are being delivered in our homes via our internal house wiring.
Now, in other words, what you're basically saying is there's some sort of a filter that you can actually plug into your outlets that will actually tend to clean up the electricity coming through the air. Is this what you're suggesting?
No, it will return the transient frequencies back outward.
Okay.
And there are many layers, unfortunately, of treatment devices that we're going to need to start looking into in order to survive, because many, many people are becoming so very ill. I mean, people are experiencing all kinds of problems. We know that, you know, it increases confusion and memory loss, and that it also increases the frequency and goes into our mouths and electrifies that, and it causes a charge, an electrical charge in amalgam filling, which causes the mercury to leach out. And so we've got to also remove all of our amalgam fillings and get those removed by a dentist that specializes in removing fillings. They build a dam.
And of course, we did that at a dozen years ago, because of course we know that the mercury fillings are toxic, and of course the Dental Association knows that as well, and this is why they're concealing the truth. Fortunately, about half of the dentists have given up using the amalgam fillings because they realize, well, first of all, they realize it's toxic. The other half simply go right along with the system. And it's important that you understand that you're being poisoned with your dental fillings, or you're being poisoned because of the mercury there. The dental fillings are 50% mercury. And then, of course, they're being poisoned, certainly, with your vaccinations. They keep telling you you have to have a flu shot. Most of them, almost all of them, contain mercury. They know what they're doing. Basically, of course, they are taking away all of our incandescent light bulbs. They're all fluorescent light bulbs. And of course, what's the basis of that? Mercury. And of course, people who live under constant fluorescent lights have a much higher incidence of all sorts of diseases. Well, our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares. These things sound so incredible, but you really need to get started someplace. Go to our website or go to Deborah's website, but we carry a great deal of material on this you're not going to find elsewhere. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be right back.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Michael. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, we got like aluminum pans that we use to cook out of was wondering if maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Anything else?
Yeah, we got this new city manager here in Detroit, and it's an international border here. There's just no way we can let. They got 2,400 lawyers this guy used to work for. He quit the job, and now he's going to run Detroit and be in charge of anything. And he can do anything he wants, make any decisions, break any contract. There's no rules. And this is an international border, and they're talking about they're protecting us from terrorism. We got a guy that I don't even know who he is, nothing about him here on this international border. You're taking over, and the government, the Congress, and the president aren't doing a thing.
Wait a minute. This is Detroit, and they brought a new man in. Certainly, the past mayor was a crook. He was stealing everything. Detroit is bankrupt, and so they brought this fellow in, hoping he can get things straightened out. I don't know anything about him. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Anything else you wanted to say, Michael?
Yeah, I appreciate everything that she's doing to get the word out about all this stuff, because I think it's a lot more serious than even she realizes with what's going on.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Michael. It is serious. We appreciate your comments.
And Michael, what I would suggest that you do, we have another website for all of you that are listening. You need to also go to stopthecrime.net. In fact, I'll read all of the websites right now. They do interlink with one another. But, again, we have smartmetersmurder.com, toxicdrinkingwater.org, toxicsky.org, and refusesmartmeters.com. But the one I'd like to talk about right now, Dr. Stan, is stopthecrime.net. And what I would really like to talk about for a bit is the mass war document that we have talked about a little bit in the past. But there's more information that we now have posted under that site. And I would really have everyone go and look at the source documents on stopthecrime.net. The Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny is posted there.
Or just speak up a little bit louder.
Yeah, the Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny is posted there on stopthecrime.net. And you can watch it as a YouTube video.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Deborah. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And basically, Deborah has a number of different websites. Once again, Deborah, I want you to get the names of all of those websites out so people know how to get to them. Go right ahead.
Yes. Stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com, toxicsky.org, smartmetersmurder.com, and toxicdrinkingwater.org.
Now, this is five different websites, but they're all fascinating. Deborah is certainly one of the most productive people I know, trying to get the information out. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack today. What are you doing to try to preserve this nation? There are people who hate America. They're poisoning our people. They believe there are too many people in the world, and they're poisoning us in so many ways, whether it be with electric things, whether it be some of the products that they're spraying on us, certainly the things that they're putting in our food, the things that they're putting in our mouth, the things that they're putting in our medicines. And you need to understand what's going on, and you need, of course, to stop eating and drinking a lot of the things you are if you value your health and the health of your children. But they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the food, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning certainly our medicines. This is not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing because these people have a different worldview. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, this is a DVD, you need to get it. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can get then go and look at all the DVDs and the CD sets and the tapes and certainly the books that we offer that will give you an overview of what's really going on today. Well, right now we've got Joel calling from the state of Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you have a question for Deborah, but right, Joel, do you have a question or comment?
I was just going to ask if you guys knew any place that will take the fillings out for some kind of reduced fee. I've called the Chaz Clinic in my neighborhood, and they said the or in my city, and they said that the dentist is on sabbatical for the entire summer.
I really can't tell you.
Well,
basically,
I do have a reference.
Okay, yeah, just I have eight of them, so I'm really concerned about it. And then also, she was talking about that thing that will put the electricity back into the grid in your house. What was that again? That you
send the frequencies back out. They're called sensorizers, and that's on the website stopthecrime.net. And also on that website, there is a referral. It's called DAMS, D-A-M-S, and that's dental amalgams. And he can refer you to a dentist in your area. That's up on stopthecrime.net.
And basically, of course, you go onto the Internet. There's an organization of dentists who specialize in this. And don't go to just the average dentist. He really won't do a good job for you. You need to go to a dentist who's been specifically trained to take out the fillings.
Right. They actually put oxygen on you. They put a dam behind your teeth so that the mercury cannot go into your mouth. And they pull it out very slowly and carefully. And they keep you safe while they're doing it. It's critical that everyone listening, if you do get your amalgams out, which you should if you can afford to do that as soon as possible, you should go to a dentist that is absolutely certified and qualified to do that correctly. I also did want to... Did that help you?
Anything else you want to say, Joel, before we let you go?
Just one last thing. I heard you guys saying how somebody was suing the power company over that, which just always seems like it's hard to prove when they do something wrong. Has anybody sued any dentists over the amalgam fillings? I've seen the videos on YouTube, and it's disgusting when it stuffs your mouth. Like I said, I had eight of them.
Well, basically, of course, the dentist can say when he put them in, he didn't realize they were toxic. So I don't think that I wouldn't waste your time suing the dentist. I would just try to get the information out.
Right. But, it's interesting because the dentistry practice is one of the few medical modalities that's allowed to leave dead, decaying material in your mouth called crown. And I'm understanding that nearly 100% of all crowns will fail. So those that are listening, if you have crowns, you must get to a dentist that will identify the decay that occurs under that, because the leftover roots in the gum rot out, and again, nearly 100% fail, and that becomes a major, major health problem. And many people are actually having such problems with organs and so forth that they are dying by having dental disease.
Okay, fine, Joel. Thanks very much, and I appreciate your calling.
All right, thanks. Keep up the good work.
God bless. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And people, so they find it so difficult to believe these things could be going on, but they really are. They're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, but few people care, and they're poisoning the forests and poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that poison the bees. And, well, you have to get the rest of the poem by hearing our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. And everything you just said is incorporated in the NASA war document that we have posted on stopthecrime.net. It's under the source document. I cannot emphasize the urgency to take a look at this document and the other postings under the NASA title, because we have pulled that apart. It is far worse than most people even can understand, as you said, and or even comprehend. The unthinkable is facing all of us, and we must prepare ourselves emotionally for what is going to happen. And the NASA document talks about how, and this is actually was a PowerPoint presented in 2001 by Dennis Bushnell, who was the chief NASA scientist from Langley Research Center. And there were many organizations and different areas of our government involved in this, the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, and the Australian Department of Defense, and many, many others. And I will tell you that it says in the very beginning of this document that everything that they discussed in 2001 had full capabilities, and they talked about how they would kill and capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. That's on page 93 of the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net.
Basically, this is a PowerPoint presentation that was given by one of the leaders of NASA back in the early 2001, wasn't it? Something in there. And basically, you will be amazed as you read this. And of course, I believe we've incorporated that into our DVD, pardon me, into our the syllabus that we actually put together for Agenda 21, the covert plan. But you can actually see it in living color on the Internet. And what is, again, the website where they can get that, Deborah?
Yes, you can download it, and also many of the radio shows that we've done to break it down. It's on stopthecrime.net. Of course, it also is on the NASA website. But for the ease of breaking it down, we've spent dozens and dozens and dozens of hours discussing some of the acronyms with military personnel so that we could explain what this document says. But some of the simple things to understand in the document, for example, on page 66, it says, increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large. Humans are too heavy. They are too tender. We are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge costs, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. Now, that brings me in to the unthinkable. The document talks about how they will direct evolution. Now, Dr. Stan, we recently went to a presentation done by Al Gore here in Northern California where he was talking about his brand new book called The Future. And he talks about how humans will be replaced. He also said that the economy in the United States is not going to come back. The middle class is being hollowed out, and I quote, hollowed out. Everything has been sent overseas. We know that. Manufacturing is being sent overseas. America right now was originally pumped, and now America is being dumped. We are being absolutely gutted from within. And what we have to do is plan for what will happen with food disruption, with all of the kinds of things that you'll read in this NASA war document. We must try to survive this massive assault. I can tell you that in China, Foxconn, that's the Apple slave factories, are replacing workers with robots. They've already initiated 1 million robots. They're getting ready to bring in another 4 million. They're going to do away with human beings in the manufacturer sector across the board in China. And, of course, they have already and are gutting us. They're gutting the banking system. We see what's happening in Cyprus right now. In fact, I had someone that called me today really, really worried, and I'm going to check into it more tomorrow. But they found out that their Merrill Lynch account had been moved to a new Merrill Lynch account called Merrill Lynch The Edge. And when they called to ask for their money to be withdrawn, they were told that the money was in transition from their local Merrill Lynch over to this new Edge account, and the money would not be available. Then when they asked to confirm the account balance, the computers had frozen up. And then they finally found out that the money was being electronically transferred, and once it's settled, and this may be just quite procedural, but we'll check into it further tomorrow, but more and more people are starting to pull their money out. You can pull up the Bilderberg Group, and you can see that Merrill Lynch is in the Bilderberg Group. In fact, on stopthecrime.net, on our YouTube video, we have several diagrams of the Bilderberg Group, which delineates the various corporations within the United States, Target, Sara Lee, and FedEx, etc., that are in the Bilderberg Group. And we also have a chart that shows the conspiracy to rule the world. So for those of you that would like to see how this all fits, we actually put it to music. We found a great piece of music. It's called It's All Lined Up. So go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at that. You may want to not in, be involved with any of these companies. We must fight back on in and on every direction we can. We've got to get the word out. That is the most important thing. We also have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net, which we're adding to all the time. I want to say that there are many new things coming up that are now becoming available to us that have never before been available. Treating illnesses with frequencies is just one of the things that we're going to need to find out about. We're posting that information up on our website as well. And Dr. Stan, I want to tell you about something that we've just recently discovered that is quite alarming that fits in with UN Agenda 21 and also with the Obama health care plan. And what this is a few weeks ago, it was announced that HUD, the housing department, was going to team up with stakeholders across the United States and see to it that we all live in healthy homes. And what that means, our homes have to meet certain criteria as far as roof repairs, paint repairs, plumbing repairs, etc. They will send teams out to go through your home to make sure that you are living in a healthy home, because after all, they say that if you are not able to work because you're getting sick inside your home, they've got to come out and fix it for you. And of course, we know that these are going to end up in fines, penalties, and rules and regulations, and people coming into your home. And this is also a land grab because they certainly will red tag many homes that don't meet the approval of a healthy home. On top of that, we found a new computer app that is now going to be pushed through each and every city, and it's called Code for America, C-O-D-E, for America. And this is going to help monitor all the properties within each and every city. They say that it will bring city citizens closer together with local government. But I have to tell you that this has been put together through the Aspen Institute and the Sapling Foundation. And I can tell you that the Aspen Institute was responsible for the Earth Summit in 1972, which led to the Rio Summit in 1992, followed by the UN Conference on Sustainable Development in 2012. And this program is to control all human activity, and that was created at the Earth Summit called UN Agenda 21. And it also fostered the sub-program, which we talked about many times on the shows, Dr. Stan, called ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiative. And they are creating cities such as Las Vegas and San Francisco to have this implemented in the cities. This is not a trial run. This is the beginning of reporting and having every single property in this computer app. Everything that is happening to us right now is based on computers and algorithms. That's why they are building and have built 1 million square foot data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah. Everything is going to be monitored. The NASA document talks about the fact that there will be sensors in everything, including some of the micro dust that they are dumping on us from the chemtrails. That has antenna capability in it, and we will all be tracked. Chips will not be necessary.
Well, I have no question that they have plans exactly like that. They want to monitor people from the cradle to the grave. We're dealing with organized evil, and they have the capacity, and certainly they have their people planted in both political parties. They're rigging our elections. Do you know there were thousands and thousands of voter irregularities in November of last year in the presidential election, and none of them have been investigated? Why? Well, because basically they focused our attention immediately on General Petraeus and his marital infidelity, affair he was having with this woman, and that they'd known about this for a long time, but they held it back until after the election so they could focus our attention on that rather than the fact that they stole the election, they rigged the election, and basically all across the country this was coordinated, and the fact that nobody wants to talk about this simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares, and certainly she's been talking about this move towards taking us under ever more control, regulating and monitoring us in the name of protecting the environment. But ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our water, and they're poisoning our food, and they're poisoning our children, and well, where's the outcry? You're not going to hear about this on most programs. You need, of course, to get our material on geoengineering, on aspartame, on population control, my talk on certainty and my syllabus, on Agenda 21 to get the syllabus, and you'll actually find all the documentation. There is a master plan. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Deborah, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Yes, I urge everybody to get involved. If you are involved, do more. We are at the time where we must alert as many people as possible. We are the media. Again, print flyers off. We have flyers on every single website. Use those to create your own if you would like, but get involved. Put bumper stickers on your cars, magnetic bumper stickers. Put signs as sunshades when you park in a parking lot, because oftentimes they will not allow them to be off your cars, but you can put them on as sunshades. Do everything you can to create awareness. People are being dumbed down with the fluoride and all the other toxins that are being presented to them, and many of them are unaware. Many people that you start to discuss these things with start really thinking, and we get them out of their state before they succumb completely. But I urge you to start with looking at the source documents on stopthecrime.net. Please pass this out to everybody. Our futures depend on what we act and how we act now. And it also creates a better state of an environment to be in as this continues to come down and around. We have to help people not live in fear. This is what is required by the Luciferian control group that are inbred. They thrive and require fear to keep us in fear, to keep the control of us. And it is critical. They say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that they need our agreement for full energy dominance. We simply can't agree. Start with the smart meters. Don't let them put that on your home. And you can go to stopthecrime.net and go also to freedomtaker.com and get those meters taken off. Those are biohazards. Those are emitting microwave frequencies that break your DNA. They cause cellular damage. Go to all of our websites, refusesmartmeters.com, toxicsky.org, toxicdrinkingwater.org, and smartmetersmurder.com. There's something for everybody to get involved with. Choose something, but get involved. We need as many warriors on this battlefield. There are absolutely no bushes for anyone to hide behind. We simply must wake up our neighbors, our family members, and keep moving on. Don't spend time trying to convince people. Just plant the seed. Because everybody knows something is terribly, terribly wrong. When we go to our city council meetings, we're met with the Delphi technique.
We're out of time. We're out of time. Well, I guess it's been Deborah Tavares. And ladies and gentlemen, Deborah's plea is do something. And so they put bumper stickers on your car. Go to her website. There's all sorts of things there that you can get that will help you to get the information out. And you've got to become involved, because if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. There is no neutral position here. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. Deborah, God bless you for everything you do. One more time, tell them the website they can go to get your material.
Yes, stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com. That will take you over to our sister site called smartmetersmurder.com. Also, toxicsky.org, toxicdrinkingwater.org, and be sure you print off the Cinemix flyers that we have up there on the site as well.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Deborah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, finally, that was Deborah Tavares, and you need to get her information. She's one of the most dedicated and hardworking people I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under attack today. You need to get our talk, such as DVD on geoengineering, and that's geoengineering. You need to get the talk on aspartame, the DVD. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on fluoride, the hidden agenda. Fluoride, the hidden agenda. You need to get our talk, certainly, going into the background of the brotherhood of darkness. You need to certainly get our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda. These are not imaginary threats. They're very real. We've got dozens of DVDs that are out there. We'll help you to understand one or another part of what's going on today. But, of course, if you get our Agenda 21, the covert plan, you want to get the syllabus along with it. You get it at a decreased price. But it has so much of the information you need to be able to verify the fact this is not imaginary. These things are real. And then if you doubt what I'm saying, let me suggest Barry Goldwater's wonderful book, With No Apologies. Barry Goldwater certainly wrote the book in 1979. He talked about David Rockefeller's A trilateral commission. Their goal was to take control of the political governments of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. You'll find that on page 280. You'll need to read that chapter over and over again. Or you can get that book. You can get David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of and how proud he is that he's part of a secret cabal. And then he talks about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro comes up here to visit David. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. The book with David Rockefeller wrote, Memoirs. You need to get the information we have available through my ministry, RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, we can certainly use your help. My wife just went over the preparing the income tax. And, of course, we did go considerably behind last year. We do what we do because we love America. We want to try to preserve some element of freedom for our nation. And we recognize the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you're in a position to help us, we ask you to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to get the various items that we produce, certainly to become part and parcel of our team. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Why, of course, you can certainly donate to what we're doing. Perhaps you have a product you'd like to advertise with us. Any one of these things will help us, but more important, it will help us to get the information out on the 50 networks that we have across America, 50 stations or outlets of one sort or another. And just we do hope, of course, you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet. You can listen by iPhone, iPad. You can even listen to our afternoon telephone programs, or by our afternoon programs on telephone if you had unlimited minutes, but go to our website and find out all the various things that we have, and then help us to get the information out, because of course time is running out. The people on the other side are moving as rapidly towards a great war, and when that war comes, we're not going to be allowed to speak. World War III is on its way. Hundreds of millions are going to die. They know exactly what they're doing. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927.
I'll be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain through the prairie to the ocean white with gold.
gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, hearing about the world, and continuing that search for the truth. Today is March 25th. It is Monday, 2013. You're in the right place. Let's begin a new week of action, a new week of education, and boy, are you going to get it today. I can't really guarantee what's going to happen on the show today. I'm a little bit cautious. I'm going to ask John to have his hand on the mute button, believe it or not. A lot of passion is going to go into this program today. Aside from the overwhelming news that is out there, the you have got to be kidding news, along with the, oh, they think we are so stupid news, in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Robert Merritt. Those of you who remember him, he wrote the book Watergate Exposed. What went on behind the scenes at Watergate? Well, interestingly enough, we had also on the program Jim Rothstein, retired detective Jim Rothstein, who also had some involvement with that situation. They knew